Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team Podcast with me, James Buckley, and Jalal Hartley.
Hello. It sounds like you've been possessed by Brian Blessed this week, James Buckley.
Yep, but I'm only doing the intro in it. That's okay. As far as I'm going.
All right.
I don't have enough energy.
Okay.
Imagine me and Brian Blessed. He must just... I'm going to say something that sounds quite mean, but to me, he seems like he should have died a long time ago. Like, just expired.
I'm exhausted!
In physics, when something uses up energy quicker than other things, they usually expire quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see Brian Blessed. But he's still going, still climbing up mountains.
Yeah.
He shit himself on top of Everest, apparently.
Did he?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the worst that happened on top of Everest, that's not so bad, is it?
Do you reckon someone slipped on it on the way down?
Watch out! Be careful. That's where I shit. Be careful of my poop.
What have we got coming up on the show, Jalal?
Coming up on this week's Dream Team Podcast with Brian Blessed and Jalal Hartley, we've got Buckley's £3 bet. We'll see whether I've won or whether James has won. We check in on the Dream Team Podcast League. Is James Buckley still top? Plus, we're joined by a QPR legend. Unfortunately, he is friends with the Magic Sponge. We're going to try and make him our friend. It's Kevin Gallen.
That all sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. In the meantime...
What?
Go on.
Go on, what? What's happening in the meantime?
I was going to say, let's have some news. But you spoiled it.
Okay, no, say it now.
I don't want to say it now. Can we just go to news?
Let's go to news.
More banner news. A few weeks ago, we brought you the story of Rapid Vienna fans and their Fuck Valencia banner. Last week at White Hart Lane, Dortmund fans displayed a banner that had a more noble sentiment but was equally foul-mouthed. There's plenty of talk of a possible European Super League, which would include the biggest and richest clubs in the world. Dortmund fans wrote, UEFA Super League, shut the fuck up. Hey Jalal, what would you write on a banner?
What would I write? Probably something quite encouraging, like, that's it. Or, go on.
Keep going.
Yeah, nearly.
Keep going.
Good job.
Something like that.
Nice hair.
Good job, yeah. You wouldn't say nice hair at a football match.
Why not?
Definitely not.
Why not?
Have you seen the way they... And this is coming from me. Have you seen the way they... Anyway, I don't want to get into all
footballer's
that.
Footballer's hair?
Yeah, it's mental.
All right, not nice hair then. Nice knees.
Nice knees. They do have nice knees.
There you go. That's what I'd put on a banner. Or a dead frog.
This next news article doesn't have a headline. Should I make one up, Jalal?
Yeah, do.
Yeah. Okay. The booth is on. Buffon set a new record for Italian football last weekend after going 973 minutes without conceding a goal. The 38-year-old Juventus goalkeeper marked the achievement by posting a love letter dedicated to his own goalposts.
Have we got a rose will bloom, Gunter?
We have always been opposites, yet we are complementary, like the sun and the moon. Forced to live side by side without being able to touch. Teammates for life, a life in which we are denied all contact. More than 25 years ago, I made my vow. I swore to protect you, look after you. A shield against all your enemies. I've always thought about your welfare, putting it first. even ahead of my own.
In that context.
Yeah.
Is Buffon fucking his goalposts?
Almost certainly.
And now I'm going to throw it to our urine correspondent, Jalal Hartley. Jalal, there's been some more urine news, I'm hearing.
This just in, some breaking urine news. It's a regular feature on the podcast. MK Dons player. MK Dons? MK Dons is, hopefully we'll find out later. MK Dons player Samir Carruthers took it to new levels this week. Carruthers, along with Northampton's James Collins, went to the races for the Cheltenham Festival. They were photographed peeing into a pint glass and later throwing the contents of that glass off the balcony. Both players have been fined 2 weeks' wages by their clubs. Samir Carruthers! He's got a stupid Arabic first name and then a really English surname. Samir Carruthers! Ah, what a stupid name! You're listening to the Dream Team News with me, Jalal Hartley.
Did you see the pictures?
No.
I saw the pictures, the papped pictures of these young men.
Yeah.
Pissing in a cup and then throwing it over the balcony.
Yeah. It's not that bad, is it?
Don't know, really.
It's only wee-wee.
It just sort of summed up going to the races, almost.
Mm.
Because I've got mates that go to the races, and there's working class and cockney as you like, and they all dress up in suits, and it's like they're trying to be gentry, but at the end of the day, you will end up just pissing in a cup and throwing it over.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're going to go out for a posh day out, isn't it? Yeah, posh, isn't it? Oh, pass me that fucking cup there. We're going to piss in it.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, who are you kidding? Don't try and be what you're not. Be true to yourselves. And in a way, those footballers were being true to themselves, and I do not admonish them for doing so.
No.
Okay, it's guest time now. Kevin has been waiting very patiently for Jalal to turn up. I wasn't going to mention that you were late, but I've decided to open with it. Jalal was late. Anyway, he's here now. Let's crack on. It is a QPR legend. He's scored almost 100 goals for his boyhood club, QPR. He's friends with the Magic Sponge. I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry.
I booked you, Kevin.
You're sorry. What?
I know. They got in there first.
We're going to show him what a proper podcast is all about.
This is very professional.
It's going to be slick. It's been really professional so far.
People turning up on time.
It is Kevin Gallen. Hi, Kevin.
Hello there. How's it going?
Good, really good, thank you.
My best and only friend Tom Miller is a QPR fan.
Top man. You're Watford, don't you?
Ian Morris, writer of The Inbetweeners.
He's a QPR fan.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. I've never actually met him, but I was meant to go on the QPR podcast a few times when he was there. I just haven't made it, but I'm sure I'll catch up with him soon.
There's a QPR podcast?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. It's one of the biggest out there.
You grew up in Acton.
Oh, yes. So did you, James?
No, I didn't.
You were in Les Mis, weren't you?
What?
Good. Like it.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway, did you always want to be a QPR player?
Well, yeah, because I've always supported QPR since I was a little kid with my two brothers who are older than me, and my dad's still a season ticket there now. He still goes. So, yeah, it was sort of always sort of the dream as a kid playing football. Wanted to play for QPR.
Good. Supporting where you were born.
Yes, I like that.
There we go.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. Me and Jalal.
Are you
both
from Watford?
Well, I'm from St Albans, but St Albans.
Same here. That's where I live.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
What's your favourite St Albans pub?
What, in the centre?
Yeah.
I go in the White Swan.
I used to go to the Fighting Cocks.
Yes.
And what?
Really nice. I don't know. That's so childish.
Also, I used to have a Swift Half in Big Dicks.
Of course.
Did you ever go to Vadge's?
Been there a few times.
Yeah, yeah, it's good there, isn't it?
Pretty warm in there.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Really warm.
Yeah. Any other pubs you go to?
Tits.
Classic, that one. Bit rough,
the
like tits.
You're just saying body parts now.
Yeah,
bums is quite
rude,
good as well.
Rude. Yeah. Bums. Oh, no, I don't go in there.
No, No, you can pop in there after, you know.
After Badgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's blocked. If Badgers is...
the painters are in.
I popped into Bums when the painters were in Badgers. I was doing some renovation.
James.
Oh.
God. Yeah.
This is better than the magic sponge.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it is.
It's getting that way. It's getting filthier.
That's all we wanted to know.
Dilly din dilly dong. Dilly din dilly dong. Dilly din dilly don.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink is the new manager at the moment at QPR.
Yes.
How is he doing? Because I'm saying this now. It's a bit shaky as a Palace fan at the moment, but I don't bother looking at the Championship anymore because
that's big time.
I've got the luxury of just.
I'll tell you what, you should be looking over your shoulder.
I know. Yeah.
It's just behind you, James. I can see it.
No, I'm going to enjoy having nothing to do with the Championship for as long as I can.
But, I like the Championship.
No, I did for a long time as well, but I've got a taste of Premier League
football. The big time. But at least you win football matches in the Championship.
Well, for a long time, we weren't even doing that in the Championship.
Yeah, well, we haven't been doing that much this year either.
You started your career up front with Les Ferdinand.
I did.
Oh, I thought that was Les Ferdinand.
Like, Les Ferdinand.
Like Les Miserables.
No, it's Les.
You were in Les Miserables, weren't you, James, when you were a little boy?
I was, yeah. Why'd you keep bringing it up?
I'm just saying. I don't think it's something you should hide. I think you should be proud about it.
I am proud about it. I love that show. Good. I want to do it again.
All right, stop going on about it. Jeez.
Okay. Was Les Ferdinand the best?
Yeah, I'd say so. He was very good at club level. Strong, powerful, quick, great in the air. He wasn't even that tall, but he could leap. And he was a sort of guarantee of QPR like 20 goals a season, really. Yeah. But I played with Robbie Fowler at England Youth and under 21 level, and he was the most natural goal scorer I've ever seen.
He was all right, Robbie Fowler, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was left foot, right foot, just technically, just a natural.
Who was the most unnatural goal scorer?
Let's go through some Watford players.
Bentner, Adebayor, a load of Arsenal rejects.
Any centre forward at Palace.
Yeah.
Who's the most unnatural?
Yeah.
Who's that? That's like, I've never been asked that. That's a great question. That is basically you're saying who's shit.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Listed a load for you.
Yeah. Arsenal players.
Who's that?
Akinbaye.
Who's that?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that.
He was at Palace.
He's absolutely beat us all up.
Yeah, he's a big bloke, but you can't.
You can say it, I'm not.
I wouldn't have any trouble saying, like, didn't work out well for you at Palace, did it?
No, it didn't, did it, at all. No. And you spent big money on him. That.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Mm. I remember I watched his debut. The sweat was pouring off him. He looked so nervous.
Well, that didn't help. The ball come to him. Yeah. His arse is gone.
Dream Team Europe is back. It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. There's £100,000 worth of potential prize money. Let's remind people of our team names.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball.
Boys.
Also, we've got Jalal's team, Bovreal Madrid.
Yum, 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 let's unseal the lid on Bovreal Madrid. Yum, yum, yum.
Do you want to know a weird thing?
Go on.
Somebody...
Always.
Somebody has set up a Twitter account that is called Jalal Hartley's Bovril.
Oh, that's sweet. Do you follow them?
No, but I've got three...
You should follow them. I'm going to follow them. I'm going to look
it's called
them.
At Jalal's Bovril, no apostrophe.
Let's try and find out what on earth possessed them to create.
They've tweeted me three times with yummity yum, yum, yum yums, and spread me.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I do want to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
There's been a huge change on top of the fact that it's not been that fun being a Palace fan of late. I've also had a doubly bad week. I've slipped down to 11th in the table.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I was top. I was top of the Dream Team Podcast League. 11th now. Top of the league is my old nemesis, Philip Richardson, and his team, the Dream Team.
Sounds a bit suspect to me. It's an arrogant team name. But at this moment in time, it's fully justified. Jalal, you assembled your team using the lowest amount of money possible.
Yes, I did.
You invested the rest of that money in Bovril stocks.
Yes, I did.
You're also slipping down the table. You're now fourth from bottom of the league.
See, that doesn't matter because my life doesn't revolve.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Around, clearly, because I didn't spend much money on my team. My life doesn't
revolve around... What are you trying to say, Jalal? Your life doesn't revolve around Bovril? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying it revolves around Bovril, but that's fine, because I've got the stocks.
Oh, yeah, you've got the
stocks. The Bovril stocks.
Bottom of the table is Dan Wigley and his team, Inter Yanan.
Don't get it.
I think he's trying to be rude. Thanks to everyone for entering. There are no European games for a couple of weeks, so I will bring this up. Back. I'm going to do that again, obviously.
Don't. Keep that in. People like it when we keep the mistakes in. They like
do
it.
Do they?
Yeah.
No European games for a couple of weeks, so we'll come back. I've done it again.
I think we've got that.
I tried to give
we've
myself. Anyway, you Let's know what I'm
on.
Trying to say.
Move on.
We'll revisit this when the European games come back. More podcasts to follow.
Should we talk about injuries?
Don't.
It says on here, you had a couple of bad injuries. Is that why you ended up... Should I read that, James?
Flame for who? QPR.
No. It's out of order. It says you had a couple of bad injuries. Is that why you ended up playing in midfield? Now, and I didn't want to ask that question because I thought it was negative. I don't want to be like one of those sort of like... I don't want a Paxman, yeah?
You just
got
have.
To answer the question.
I
you
will.
Had some bad injuries.
I've had a lot
you?
Of some bad injuries, yes.
Have you?
When I was younger, I'd done my cruciate when I was 19, as in 1996, which is coming up 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is it now?
It's actually fine.
Is it?
Considering, yeah. I mean, everyone keeps saying, oh, you're going to have arthritis, you're going to have this, it's going to be killing when you're older. That was like 10 years ago. I'm still fit as a fiddle, three weeks away from peak fitness. Yes, I did get injured and I did play in midfield, but I didn't play in midfield until sort of the end of my career. But I like playing in midfield because you get more of the ball. When you play up front, it's a lot of chasing. It's hard work. Yeah. Centre forward is the hardest position for me on the pitch. You have to deal with the most disappointment as a striker because you can play run about and you might not even have a kick of the ball all game. You might not get one chance. And the team might not be creating any chances for you, and you could go six or seven games without a goal, and all the fans are giving it, he's shit, he's this, he's rubbish, he's that.
Yeah.
So you have to be mentally strong, and you've got to handle disappointment a lot. Because when a chance comes and you miss it, the crowd start caning you.
Now, your Twitter profile says that you love music.
Yeah, I do. I like going to gigs at the Horns in St Albans. No, I'm joking.
The Horn Reborn.
Yes, I like 80s. Sort of.
I like a lot of 80s music. I love Depeche Mode.
I like Depeche Mode. I've seen them a few times.
I like Duran Duran. To be fair, I like Spandau Ballet. Really like Spandau Ballet.
No, not me. Spandau Ballet.
I think they've got some good songs, good pop songs.
There's a Watford chant for a Galo that's based on a ballet song. I'm not going to sing it because I. Well, not without backing.
Not without a band.
Not without that.
Not without the band. With the band.
Not without the Kemp brothers turning up.
Oh,
Oh, okay. Yeah, God, that's a big... That
James,
goal,
you're a singer. You were in Les Miserables, weren't you?
Yes, of course. That's sort of a regular tune that's borrowed by football chants, the gold song.
Yeah, that's not a Watford original, unfortunately.
No.
Unlike my Watford chant.
Go.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
What's that?
We tried
for
a long
chant.
Time.
How's that? Is that working down at the Vic?
Yeah, ever since I made it, they started winning.
And do they sing it at the ground?
But probably, yeah, maybe.
I'd like to hear that at Wembley when you're in the semi-final.
I sing it when I'm...
Conduct it.
Yeah, when I'm following the feed, the news feed about whether they're winning or losing. What? I don't have the TV channels that you watch the actual match on.
No,
don't they have it in
the? But you could get the
Cops,
BBC or? App.
Huh? Yeah, I could go down the Fighting Cock. I don't live in St Albans anymore. I live in London now.
I hit the big time.
It's in the big smoke, isn't it? Here's a chance to educate you further, Joel, on some sort of strange situations.
Oh, good.
In our wonderful game.
I like learning.
Now, Kevin, you used to play for MK Dons.
Yes.
Which isn't really a real football team, is it?
Well...
Why are you smirking?
I still work. I work for them. So
yeah.
Don't be saying that. Thank you.
MK Dons sounds like a fast food restaurant.
Right, so MK Dons, they're called MK Dons because...
Milton Dons.
The Milton Dons. Because
come
they used
down
to, be
to
called,
MK Dons!
They used to be called Wimbledon. But then somebody bought the club and moved the club from Wimbledon to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, right.
Get That's your bizarre. Triple Don Burger now at MK Dons!
Who supports them? Who is supporting
people.
Milton Keynes Dons?
Well, they had 21,000 there on Saturday.
21,000 people are turning up to
Milton
support
Keynes.
A team that are
right.
about 2 years old.
I think it's about 10 now. It was about 2 when I joined them. It is a little bit strange because it's a club that's obviously brand new and hasn't got that sort of history. And but if you've been to the stadium, it's just an incredible stadium.
I get it. When I go in there, it's like, what
is going on here? Yeah, but if you looked at their stadium, you look at Palace's, no offence. You'd be like,
how have they got this history in those stands?
MK Dons got more trophies than Palace.
No, I think Wimbledon had a lot of trophies played at Selhurst Park.
Yeah, we won the JPT. I know what you're saying, but someone said this, and I thought it was quite a good one. They said Wimbledon folded, and it had two sons, MK Dons and AFC Wimbledon.
Hmm. Yeah, who said that? An MK Dons, the owner of MK Dons.
I said it.
I'm the owner of MK Dons.
Honestly, chill out. You'd love the MK Dons owner, by the way. He's nuts. Like
he's a
proper
nuts.
Character.
I got myself a big bushy mustache.
Well, he ain't far off. He's got long hair, but he shaved the mustache off.
He's a nice bloke.
He's a good bloke. He's a rocker, isn't he? He's a music man.
He looks very lived in.
He looks lived in. Must be hollowed
honestly,
out with a melon ball, huh?
Honestly, he's got a sort of a strange look, the fella. And this is coming from me, so you can imagine. He's really like enthusiastic as well. He's like
he is very
on the point of desperation. Like I the only time I've seen him on TV is him saying, "Yes, we've got loads of people coming in. Get all the crowd in. Let's get all the crowd in. As many people as we like. Let's get them all in." That's
what
how
accent
he talks
is that?
As well.
What voice
that's
is that?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
That's not an American accent, James.
Yeah, yours is much better. It's much nearer the mark.
Because I don't even mind taking the piss out of MK Dons because
you ain't going to get beaten up.
I've never encountered a fan before in my life.
They're all in Milton Keynes, that's why. Well, Milton Keynes actually has 300,000 people there.
They do they?
What's?
I bet it's nice, Milton Keynes.
What's
it's
the, right. the nice road place, system?
Yeah. Yes, it's just George Carriageway, roundabout. George Carriageway, roundabout. You could get lost so easily.
Wait, is it the
and
one
I still
that,
do.
Is that like a figure of eight, Milton Keynes?
It's just on the grid system.
Oh, it's a grid.
Yeah.
There's
but
one...
every dual carriageway is the same. Middle bit has grass, trees either side, and you're like... Yeah. You could just easily just switch off and you think, where am I? I'm in exactly the same place I was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Don't do too many lefts, you just end up in the same place.
There is one of the new towns which has is like a figure of eight. Gunther?
What? Seriously?
Yeah,
to Gunther.
Why? It's important.
Google.
I don't want to know the answer to that question. I don't care.
There
at
is
all
a
whatsoever.
New town that the road system is just it's just like a figure of eight. I've just got my copy of British Planning: 50 Years of Urban and Regional Policy by J.B. Cullingworth. Well, that's very dusty. Runcorn is a figure of eight sort of motorway the town in the centre. So,
Runcorn, yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue, that town I've never fucking heard of.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jalal.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jalal, for that tidbit.
You're welcome.
So if you're in Runcorn, enjoy your Scaletrix town.
Yeah, shout out to Runcorn.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
It's time now for Buckley's £3 bet.
Oh, good.
I guess we should recap how we got on last week.
Yes.
In the first game of the weekend, I went for Everton. You went for Arsenal. 1-0 to Jalal. Then I picked...
How was that?
Then I stupidly picked Palace to upset Leicester. You chose Leicester. 2-0
strike!
To Jalal. And then we both went for Man City. But United won. So it was almost another win for you, Jalal, but not quite.
Mm. I got the name of the city, of the place they were from, right? Manchester?
Yes. Yeah. You can maybe argue that. 0 correct for me. So it's international friendlies this weekend. So I'm not going to do Buckley's £3 bet. I'm going to regroup. I need to lick my wounds.
Oh.
And and we'll pick this up the following week. Yeah, shall we do that, Jalal?
Yeah.
Okay, Jalal, we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, I don't think. It's feedback time. Time to read some of your 5-star feedback. So as you know, we encourage bad reviews on iTunes, but with 5 stars. You can say whatever you like, but if you give us 5 stars, it's very likely that we're going to read it out. I'll kick us off with Nikos C. 1902 writes, funny, fresh, original, intelligent are all terrible words to describe this podcast. Truly disappointed, James.
Oh, dead.
Mm. Nice. Mm. Do you want to read the next one, Jalal?
Okay. Tap Hall 1105 says, silly jingles and god-awful puns, but an excellent news section.
Mm.
So, I mean, we do try to be informative, so that's...
We do try to be very informative.
Please
here
get that.
Dream Team FC.
Mm.
Tutu's Nair.
What does that mean?
Says, I don't know. Says, Dream Team FC podcast. Completed it, mate. Which is a hilarious catchphrase from a show that I used to do. Well done, Tutus. You're the first person to ever say that.
Completed it.
That's clunge.
I'm going to write that down.
If you're listening on iTunes, hit the subscribe button. Visit dreamteamfc.com to see all of those news stories and more that we've been talking about. They have a wry take on the week of football. They're the boys at the dreamteamfc.com website. Get in touch with us at Jalal Hartley on Twitter or at dreamteamfc on Twitter. You can get in touch with me on Twitter if you want, at James_Buckley. I never usually want you lot to get in touch with me, but...
Feeling a bit left
bored.
Out?
Feeling a bit bored and a bit left out.
When are you back?
We got one more podcast of us in different studios and then I'm back.
Are you going to miss the food in America?
Yeah, big time.
Do you ever go to MK Dons?
That's a point. If there are any...
MK Dons! Egg burger!
If there are any MK Dons fans that exist, get in touch with us. We'd love to know what possessed you.
MK Dons! Apple pie! Apple pie burger from MK Dons. I'm not just giving you apple pie. I'm giving you apple pie and a burger. 2 buns, lettuce, tomato, onion rings, and an apple pie all in the same burger. MK Dons. Come down to MK Dons. It's just $1.99 for MK Dons apple pie burger.
I'm feeling glad all over. Yes,
Lord of the Rings, it was like for nerds and geeks and orcs and
And then you've got all, like, the cool kids at my school, like, have you seen the new Lord of the Rings film? Like, fuck off, what's the matter with you? Can't be doing with any of that bullshit.
It's just, I mean, once you've seen one battle with 1,000 orcs battling another 1,000 orcs, you've pretty much seen them all. It's just, there's no tension
That's a Saturday night in Romford.
Okay, there's going to be three films of the Lord of the Rings, okay? The first film, obviously the main character isn't going to die.
Yes.
So, where's the tension? Like, why are you going to get scared?
I think I've seen them all as well. I think I have seen them all. I'm not just like...
I wouldn't be able to tell them apart. I would not be able to tell them apart.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. This isn't an uneducated opinion that I've got on these films. I went to see them because I had to. Because just like my mates would be like, yeah, we're all going to go Lord of the Rings. I go, fuck's sake, all right.
Why haven't seen Lord of the Rings? You're gay or something.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? That last one went on and on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. There's about four different endings to that film. Like, four natural endings. You go, oh, it's going to end now. It's a lot like when we interview someone.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, it's going to end now. And then you go, no, I want to talk about Runcorn.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.